Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lisa Zimmer. I'm calling for Jean Houston.
Oh, hi, Lisa. Jean's not here right now. May I take your number and I'll have her call you?
Sure. She was supposed to be doing an interview on my radio show right now. So,
Lisa, I'm so sorry. You know, her flight got canceled last night coming in.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm so sorry. And so she was grounded in Portland. And, oh, dear, dear, I'm so sorry. I wish I had known this. She was grounded in Portland and is not getting into Ashland until 11 o'clock today.
Okay. All right. So not a worry. What I can do is I have an event to do for my son in a few hours, and then I can do it later today or we can reschedule it. Should I call her here to reschedule? Should
oh, good. It's not live.
No, it's going to be taped, and then I'm going to put it on.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I'm always so worried when we have to do a live show. So, that's wonderful. Lisa, let me take your number then, and I'll call you. I'm Connie Buffalo. I'm actually her business partner.
Oh, so wonderful.
I'm so worried when I...
No, don't worry. Everything happens for a reason, and I am just thrilled to be able to get to talk to her. So cell phone number is probably the best way to get me, and that's going to be 772-559-7241.
Okay.
And I don't want to stress her out because I know if she's been delayed flying and everything, she's probably going to need to regroup. So we can reschedule this. Either today, or I can do it over the weekend, or Thursday or Friday, or I can talk to her and we can schedule it.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do, what will probably happen is, what will probably be best for you is if you talk to her later this afternoon, and I would encourage you to call like it at 2 or 3 today.
Okay.
And just a minute, I'm writing it down.
Should I call this phone number?
Yes, call this phone number. And the reason I'm saying this, just a minute, I'm writing it down today. Because tomorrow I know she's booked, and then Thursday she's flying out again.
Okay.
So you want to get her today.
Okay.
Because there is no this weekend. She's going to be in Canada at the seed event. So we need to have you, if you need to have this done anytime this week, you need to talk to her later today. So just call around. I'm just leaving this note for her. You'll call her again 2 or 3 today. And
okay.
She should be... It should work then.
Should I schedule it for 3 or should I talk to her first? Should I schedule the
call about call about 1:30 or 2,
okay.
And then you could schedule it at 3 or 4. But you really want to talk to her today.
I appreciate your help.
Amazing. Tomorrow is very very busy. She does mentoring programs, and tomorrow she's got all her mentees almost back-to-back. So
okay.
So I'm going to talk to her. Today is a better day. So, if you call at 1 or 2. Then
okay.
If the flight gets in at 11, then she should be home, 12:30 or 1. Yep, call it 2 because she'll
okay.
just be getting home at 1. And
okay.
Then if you call it 2, she'll still be wobbly, but at least she'll have had a good night's sleep by having stayed over in Portland.
Okay. Okay. I will give her a buzz right around 2 o'clock today, and then we'll reconfirm what works for her.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'll leave a note here on the counter and let her know that you called.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great
day. I'm so glad it's not a live interview.
Oh, you know, I it's okay. Even if it was, we'd work something out. Not a worry.
Oh, well, thank you very much. What's the name of your show, Lisa?
I will talk to her then. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.